Now, to change the subject a little bit, if you had cut flowers that you brought in from the garden and you put them in a container in the house for decoration, what would you call a little container you put them in?
Well, if it was a bud vase, a small one, I'd say a bud vase, but if not, I'd just say a vase.
Okay. And now, in contrast with that, sometimes you might bring in living flowers that are, you know, in soil and everything, and what would you call the container in that case?
Pot.
Okay. And also, we want to know how you, we just want pronunciations on this, the utensils you use when you eat, the eating utensils are called what? The one with the prongs is what?
Kitchen fork. Or
okay. Yeah, we just want to know how you say them.
Mm-hmm.
And say that again.
Kitchen fork.
And the other?
What did I tell you? What did I say?
Well, what you slice with would be?
Kitchen knife.
Okay. And, of course, the thing you stir your tea with is a?
It's a, a tea strainer.
Well, just a stir
spoon.
With.
Teaspoon.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's what we're looking for. And also, if you had more than one knife, you would say, I have two
sets of knives.
Okay. And if your dishes are all dirty and you've got company coming and you've got to get them all done, you'd say, I've got to
wash dishes.
Okay. And after you've put them through the soapy water.
Rinse them.
Okay. And the little cloth that you use when you're washing dishes is called what?
Wash rag.
Okay. And the drying?
Dish towel.
All right. And now, when you're cleaning up in the morning, you may use a little terry cloth.
Face towel.
All right. Now, that you wash with, is that?
Wash rag. I use the end of a little small dish towel, face towel.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the large towel that you use when you get out of the bathtub as well.
Bath towel.
Okay. Now, in your kitchen where the water comes out, what is that called?
Spigot.
Okay.
Or faucet.
Which one of those
would
you use?
Well, I say faucet more than I say spigot.
Uh-huh. Now, out of doors where you might hook up your garden hose to the same thing, what would you call it?
Faucet.
You'd call it a faucet
mm-hmm.
outside and mostly a faucet mm-hmm. inside. If we had had a real cold spell and a hard freeze and you walked out and you couldn't get any water, you'd say, my pipes
are frozen.
Or you would say, to indicate they'd broken, you'd say, my pipes
have burst.
Okay. And you may remember this. I suspect you probably do. Years ago, you could buy huge quantities of flour in a certain kind of container. Do you remember what?
Barrel or a bin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Flour bin would be well larger than what you'd keep in a little container on your cabinet,
mm-hmm.
but if it was too much, it'd buy it by the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Then I used to hear my grandmother say about you'd have a barrel of flour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what we're interested in. And how about molasses? Do you, I don't know whether you would buy that much molasses around here, but do you know what the molasses was sold in years ago?
What's it sold in?
Mm-hmm. Sold in, you know, just like the barrel of flour. How would you get your molasses?
Now that I wouldn't know, because mm-hmm. Every time I've ever bought molasses would be in a small
can. A small container.
Mm-hmm.
How about lard? Do you remember ever buying lard in a large container?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If you were trying to transfer sugar from a large container to something with a real small mouth to it, what would you use to pour it into to get it down into that smaller container?
I would just use a teaspoon.
Okay, but there are little round things that
funnel?
You can... Okay, repeat that for the tape.
Funnel.
Okay. Did you ever ride horses when you were a girl?
Yes, but my legs are too short. I don't have enough leg to go around the horse.
If when people drove buggies, they, in order to urge the horse,